Welcome to Legal Talk with attorney Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Auto accidents, DUIs, slip and falls, each one can change your life. But the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys at Flesh and Beck Law relieve your legal burden. Whether you need to heal from an injury or protect your future in a criminal matter, the legal team at Flesh and Beck Law is prepared to defend your rights. Now, here's Legal Talk with your host, Scott Whatley, and attorney Kevin Flesh.
Welcome to Legal Talk. Thank you so much for being with us. My name is Scott Whatley, and we appreciate you listening each week to our show, which is brought to you by Flesh and Beck Law. Their number, 303-806-8886. Check out the website. It is fleshlawfirm.com. That's F-L-E-S-C-H lawfirm.com. And you'll see more of all that Flesh and Beck can help you with in their legal areas. And always good to have Kevin Flesh in studio with us. So, Kevin, how are you?
I'm great, Scott.
Busy times for you?
Busy. Keeps me out of trouble.
Yeah.
That's good. Helping other people with their trouble.
For sure. Hey, today we're going to talk about some of the, I guess we can call it misconceptions maybe that we may see or feel we know even about, you know, car accidents and the injuries. And, of course, and hey, we're not hiding here. Are we advertising here? Yes. And just trying to really, we look at it more like we're just trying to give you knowledge and things. And if Kevin can be of help, great. But just trying to educate you on a lot of just different legal issues that Flesh and Beck handles. But, Kevin, you see these ads all the time, you know, of this attorney got me, you know, $400,000,
yeah.
This attorney got me this attorney got me that, and then, of course, all the different nicknames that some of them have,
yep.
are kind of amusing as well. But what would you say the when people come in, you know, maybe the first time, maybe they've never been involved in an accident before, but they've seen all these commercials,
yeah.
you know, so what are just some of the
you know, the marketing that lawyers do in general is incredible, especially when we get into the billboards or the TV advertising of you know, and it's always funny because it's the millions of dollars that I was recovered for me, and there's always all this little fine print underneath that nobody ever reads, but they always see that. And so the biggest thing that people get an initial consultation, not everybody, but a certain percentage of the folks that come in and meet with us, they immediately want to know what their case is worth. They immediately think that the accident happened 3 weeks ago and I've done a little treatment, but I want to know what I'm going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the trouble, because everybody believes that that there's this sort of pot of gold sometimes with regard to these car accident cases, that they've been wronged and they want to get their money now. We're in such a, as a society, our patience level has gotten shorter and shorter. And these sorts of situations with regard to accident cases, it all depends on how injured you are and how it's affected your life, and all of those things take time. And we have to know what the other side has in the way of assets to determine what the value is, because we see lots of cases where people are significantly injured.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have underinsured, uninsured motorist coverage, and the person that hit them had a $25,000 policy, and they bring in their $40,000 ER bill. And we say, well, the case may be worth X, maybe worth $1 million, depending upon what your injuries are and how your treatment goes. But if the person only has assets of $25,000, the case is worth $25,000.
Wow.
And so those are the trouble. And that's why what you'll see people listening to this program, if you start paying attention to the advertisements by lawyers, a lot of times they're looking for serious accidents or truck accidents.
Oh,
right. Or, you know, more, because the trucking cases, you're almost always, when you get hit by a truck, that truck probably has a commercial policy that's $1 million policy.
Mm.
Well, if you get hurt, badly hurt, you know, you've got resources now to go to. But if you're in your run of the mill, you know, rear ender on I-25 and you get hit by a 1989 Toyota Prius or 1989 Toyota whatever, and they have a $25,000 policy, you may only have $25,000 mm-hmm. in the way of resources. And so those are the sorts of things that I hate to see, because every case is different. And a case that I had a case last week that we settled that the client had a tremendous amount of damages in the way of medical expenses after the it was a premises case. She fell down a flight of stairs. She had a lot of medical expenses. But in that particular case, she had the same sort of injuries prior that from a car accident, and she had had treatment and was still treating up until the point at which she fell. That made it more complex. Yeah. And so a case that we were really working on trying to get her $1 million, we ended up settling for a lot less because her doctors couldn't say everything was related to the fall. The defense went and got doctors that said everything was related to the car accident. And then you've got to figure out what a jury is going to think when they hear this evidence. Mm-hmm. And so that's the trouble with the advertising. The advertising gets you through the door, right? That's the idea. And they're doing it. They're exaggerating results because it's important for them to do that, because that will make you make the phone call. And then once you make the phone call, most people don't really want to do the due diligence in going out and talking to three lawyers, which we always recommend. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, make sure when you make your decision, there's lots of advertising out there with, we're the lawyers for you because of our past results, or we're the lawyers for you because we sound the most serious on the radio, or we're the lawyers for you because we, you know, the Broncos, we're sponsors of the Broncos. I mean, there's lots of things that people are doing to try to motivate people to pick them. But it's a competitive environment. And the idea is that you actually contact the firm and you go in, and I always think you go in either virtually over Zoom or something like that, or in person, which I think is the best,
right?
To sit down with the person, the lawyer, not the case manager, not the paralegal, not the person that does their intake, with the person that's going to be sitting with you in the courtroom.
So would it be fair if they're on an initial consult saying, okay,
who am I
meeting with? The person interviewing you, are you going to be the one handling my case?
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm taking the information.
Yeah.
Well, when do I get to meet that person?
Right. And what I'm amazed by relating to that sort of dialogue, because that has to be the dialogue that, I mean, if they're honest with you.
Sure.
And they may not be. Some of my competitors are not honest through this process, right? If they're honest with you, the majority of the individuals, unless you're in a firm like ours that's really linear with regard to the intake process, and what I mean by that is you meet with a lawyer that's going to handle the case when you, and is going to be there at the trial if need be. But most of the larger firms that are out there that do the majority of the advertising, they're set up much different than that. And so you never will meet the lawyer, most likely. You may talk to them over the phone, but you'll never sit down in a room with them, which I think is really odd. And I'm surprised that individuals are comfortable in that arrangement.
I mean, I don't know, just thinking about this real quick and just going through different medical things I've done with orthopedic, it would be like going to a surgeon's office, talking to a nurse about all that they're going to do, and then you meet the surgeon when you are wheeled into the operating room.
Yeah.
And you've never even met him.
Yeah. Or you may not meet him then.
Yeah.
The anesthesiologist shows up,
exactly,
puts you under,
yeah,
and then maybe they'll at the end, they'll be like, oh, everything was good.
Sure.
Yeah, everything went fine.
Wow.
And maybe some people are comfortable with that. I'm not comfortable.
I'm not either.
Yeah. Person that's going to be cutting you, you'll want to know what exactly and who they're like. And we see that a lot. And we see it as the second law firm. After the individuals have a bad go with these other firms, and then they call us and they're like, well, what do you mean you want to sit down? I want to meet you. I want to understand what it is that's going on. I mean, it's not the only case that I have, but I know it's really important to you. So I want to understand, you know, what it is that we need to do, because that's the other thing, is that the matters for each individual, they feel really strongly about their cases. And of course, I'm not going to have the same emotion as the person that's been hit by a car or, been involved.
Yeah.
But I also understand the significance, no matter what the dollar amount is, of how it's impacted their life. And so what I say to people in these free consultations that we give is, you know, I'm not pressuring you into making a decision today. I want to make sure that the decision that you make, you feel comfortable with throughout the whole process. And that means that you spend some time talking to different people.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's not us. Sometimes it's somebody else. But most of the time, we have that discussion, and like-minded people are like, "Yep, I get it. Let's move forward." And so they're not dealing with these other things. But getting back to your point is, if you start talking to the person, for example, most of the firms that do a lot of that advertising, they'll send somebody out to meet with you in 20 minutes. I mean, they'll be like, "Yep, we'll be there," and but that individual doesn't have the experience. Normally, they've been trained for 20 minutes, half hour to figure out what it is that they're looking for, and sign them up. We'll figure out if they have a case later, and then you just are sort of thrown in the pipeline with all of these other folks, and then you become a commodity to them, and then they'll get to you when they get to you relating to what's going on. And what most people happens is they don't get any personal service, and they don't get any callbacks, and they get frustrated, and that's the last place you want to be frustrated, is with your lawyer when you're frustrated with being injured in an accident when it wasn't your fault. And so that's where we pick up a lot of cases.
Right. You're listening to Legal Talk with attorney Kevin Flesh. Once again, their number 303-806-8886. So when people ask about what the case is worth, they got to realize it's almost like making a meal. There's several ingredients that go into this. You got to determine the liability, you know, the medical expenses, all the different
causation
things. So there's a lot that goes into this, and you know, I think a lot of times people, if they haven't, they don't understand this is going to take time to go through this thing.
Yeah. And there's no, you know, people want to be able to Google the value. And they want to say, "Oh, okay, well, if I have X amount," we start, it's really interesting. It is complex. Just talking about your medical expenses are complex. In the sense of people are like, I'll get the phone call all the time and trying to figure out if it's a case that we can help people with. I say, "So what have the medical expenses billed so far? The total billed. I don't want to know what you paid. Don't want to know what the insurance company paid. What's the amount billed?" And most people don't even know that. And so it's difficult for them because they're like, "Well, I have a deductible of $3,000 and we're coming close to that amount in a case." Okay, well, but what have you had for, you know, and this could be a very short-term thing where it happened 2 weeks ago and they're just getting the bills now. What is the amount total billed? Because that's important to me, because that gives me some idea of what I can argue to a jury. Because in Colorado, the Colorado Supreme Court has said that the amount of the medical billings are the reasonable amounts, no matter what the insurance company pays or what you've paid for your deductible. You may pay $2,500 for a deductible, and the insurance company may pay $12,000. But I've got billings, I see this all the time, I've got billings of $80,000. And that's a much different case than, let's say, with a Kaiser provider, that for that same service, they've billed $8,000 just based upon the provider. And so that makes a difference on what we can allege to a jury for them to understand what they can pay. Because a lot of times, it's a multiplier of the amounts billed for medical expenses. Unless, of course, you have one bill. When we get these cases where you have a significant, what seems to be a significant injury at the ER, but it turns out you really don't do any treatment after, you know, that case is worth less than a significant injury at the ER, and then you have significant treatment for the next year and a half. So those sorts of conversations are things that we can talk about. And individuals who try cases know this, because we have to deal with it all day long. And that's where, when you talk to a lawyer that does this sort of work, we can start having real conversations with you pretty early and educating the individuals. If you're just looking to get a number, that's the trouble with just giving a number. Because, again, an individual can give you a number, but whether they're being honest with you or not is what that number equates to is going to be the issue. And yeah, you're right. The example that I gave with the premises case, where we have all of these medical expenses, you'd think, well, then the case is worth, it's $400,000 in medical expenses. The case is worth $1.2 million. Mm-hmm. But no, not if you have a disconnect relating to the causation, that all of those medical expenses weren't related to this particular event, but an event that happened 3 years earlier, and it's just a continuation of that, then the medical expenses are, it won't matter, because they cut off the case at the causation stage. Right. And if you lose any sort of along the way, if you can't prove that they're at fault, that you're at fault, we talk about that with the way that we determine fault in Colorado relating to you know, if you're half at fault and the other person's half at fault, the plaintiff doesn't get anything. So the contributory negligence relating to who's at fault comes into play, and that again is an evaluation mm-hmm. part. The causation, if the defense through the litigation determines and has a plausible argument that all of these medical expenses are related to something else, not related to the event that we've sued over, that's a place where they can shut down the jury, and the juries will, if they believe that, they don't give you any money. So those are all things along the way that get you to a point where even I had a case that settled for a substantial amount of money last year. There were two essentially car accidents that occurred almost back to back. Car accident happened, client was hurt minimally, got out of the car, and then as she's standing on the side of the road, gets run over by another car.
Oh, wow.
You know, and even in that case where it's clear she didn't have any liability, we still had arguments in both car accidents of what the injuries were. So it's always something that we've got to talk about, and it's just time and understanding the case and figuring out what to do about it.
Sure.
And making sure that you give the insurance companies the least opportunities to make arguments that is going to minimize the value.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, and I think I'll make this as a blanket statement, trying to handle this on your own after an auto accident is a problem.
It's really hard.
It really, yes.
It's really hard.
Because most of us don't even know our own insurance policy, much less all the other things you need to know.
Well, I'll give you another example. So we've just taken over a practice for a lawyer that unfortunately died from cancer last fall. And one of the cases that I'm working on, he settled the case before he died. And the settlement was for $50,000. And that was all that there were in the way of resources relating to any assets of the at-fault party or any uninsured motorist coverage. It was just 50 grand. And the client has 40,000. So the amount billed was probably $250,000. The amount that the insurance company paid was $40,000. Well, what happens sometimes is the insurance companies will immediately tender their limits when they know that there's no reason that they have to defend it and it's not going to make any sense to them. And we have these calls on a regular basis where people are like, well, I don't think I need you because I got this 50 grand. You know, that's a pretty good deal for me. And that they don't realize that there's this lien holder out there that will sue them over it if they don't get it resolved. Mm-hmm. And in this particular case, through negotiations, we're going to be able to split that 50 essentially three ways. Attorney fees, amounts to the client, and amounts to the lien holder, where if the person didn't have representation, they probably would have had the majority of the money go to the lien holder. And they would have gotten $10,000 or $12,000 less than having us get involved in it. Mm-hmm. And people are always like, well, why did you get money for that? Well, because you haven't paid me for the work, and we're giving you expertise in that you get more in your pocket with us being involved, even where at the front end the at-fault party has basically raised the white flag and said, we'll give you our policy limits. And the trouble is that the people think, well, I got it made. Now I can just take the 50 grand mm-hmm. and do whatever I want. And a year and a half later, they get sued. And of course, that money's gone and they get a huge judgment against them. So even in those situations where it seems like liability is pretty clear that you should be able to get the policy limits, even in those situations, we can help people. And if it does look like there's less work for us to do, then we charge less.
Right.
You know, and we talk about that. And we talk about how it's going to go and what we can do.
Sure. Once again, you're listening to Legal Talk with attorney Kevin Flesh. As I mentioned, it's always a free initial consult with Kevin or his team there at Flesh and Beck Law. Their number 303-806-8886. You know, you always hear say, you know, boy, seek treatment immediately. And there are several areas of this because, you know, not seeking treatment can hurt you. There is a such thing as getting too much treatment. Okay, but not getting the right treatment. So there, I mean, again, this is the arena where Kevin helps you out in the advice initially of even finding the right doc in a lot of cases.
Right. So one of the things that we do help people with, especially when we get the opportunity to help them from the beginning, is we help them manage their case. We don't refer them to people that have some relationship with us that's sort of nefarious. I mean, we're really trying to get people the best treatment and get them better as quickly mm-hmm. as possible. But for those cases where you do have a variety of treaters and you have a variety of problems going on, what we are is we're a sounding board with sort of how are we doing? You know, I've been seeing my regular chiropractor for 9 months and I've sort of plateaued, but they just want to continue to do that. You know, we're a resource to say, well, maybe it's not reasonable to continue to do that, for example. Maybe you should get an MRI, or maybe you should go to an orthopedic to talk about injections or other things, because that conservative treatment isn't working out for you right now, and you're not really getting better, and you should be. Mm-hmm. You know, for example, the 25-year-old who's pretty athletic, pretty outdoorsy, doing things on a regular basis, but the car accident has just caused them to not be able to do that, and they should have been able to rebound by now.
Right.
And then they start talking, you know, the best situation is I'm talking with them and they describe, oh, I've got tingling in my legs and I've got, you know, I've got problems. I can't sit for long periods of time. And I get these sort of shooting pains that are, it's like a thunderbolt going through, you know, and all of those things sound like impingement to their spine somehow. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe they've got a bulging disc or something else, and the chiropractic isn't working because you now have a structural problem that you need help with. And so, you know, the chiropractors or physical therapists, those folks are sometimes motivated by money, and they're looking at you as an individual that can provide them money through treatment, but they're not really helping you over a long period of time, and they're not being honest or not really understanding the process that they need to be to really fully treat you. And so we help people in that regard to just ask, mm-hmm. you know, why do you think I need this? It's because I'm not getting better. And most treaters that are really trying to help folks with getting them better will say, yeah, you're right. It has been a long enough time. Maybe they haven't looked at the file, you know, completely and realized that they've been treating for a long period of time, but that there should be other things that are taking place. And we can help people then, because most people have never been involved in this before.
Sure.
And they trust their treating physicians that they're doing what's right for them, but they haven't really thought about what it is that is going on with them and how they may be able to help them. And so that's where we're a resource through the process. And again, that's part of the contingency fee. Mm-hmm. What we're trying to do is help people get the right treatment, the appropriate treatment, the treatment that they need, so at the end they get their best result, and it helps us long term in making the demands that we can to the insurance company later. Because you're right, the insurance company always have in their quiver either you haven't treated enough or too much or not the right treatment. And so because we have experience in all of these things and we see cases on a regular basis that may be similar to yours, that we can give you suggestions of, well, this is sort of, you know, you always have that sort of sweet spot with regard to that treatment,
right,
and how things are going.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, here's one thing. You're going to get a phone call usually a few days after an accident if you are not at fault, and that'll be the other insurance company calling you. So a couple of things just to mention here real quick. Kevin always says this. First of all, you're not required by law to talk with them at all. And then especially first time they call you, if you haven't been able to talk to an attorney or Kevin yet, to just kind of fill him in on what's going on. So the main thing I want to get here, Kevin, they're not calling you to be your friend or to really make sure you're okay.
They're not
your advocate, so to speak.
Yeah, they're not, especially the at-fault parties insurance. Their fiduciary duty is to the person that pays their premium, and so they're there to find out. I mean, they obviously want to know what happened, but they're going to be advocates for the policyholder and not for the person that's been hurt. I mean, that's the bottom line, mm-hmm. and that makes sense. They have an obligation to do a recorded statement so they can figure out fault and they can put their reserves in place so that they pay you later. But they're really there to do whatever they can to minimize the amount of claim. Because insurance companies are there, that's their clearinghouse for claims, right? The idea is that we pay insurance so that they pay for damages later, but they always want to minimize those damages. They never want to pay more mm-hmm. than they need to get a claim resolved, because otherwise they go out of business. If they pay more for claims than what they think they should have when they do their mathematical calculations at the beginning of the year, if they don't have the reserves and they don't have the money, they go out of business. And you don't see many insurance companies going out of business, because their claims process is such that they always are trying to be below what they've estimated for the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and then they're in business to stay in business. And sure. Those that have shareholders to pay them profits. And you shouldn't begrudge them, but you have to understand when you get into this situation that you're dealing with a company that doesn't have, generally speaking, the soul to really do what's right. They're going to do what they think they have to make you satisfied to go away, but also to be profitable.
Right.
And so that's why you need an advocate like ourselves. Mm-hmm. I mean, if in a utopia, you could put your information into, I don't know, some sort of system that was a third party that had no interest in either side and was fair, because that's what we look at juries to do, right? Because that's really what a jury theoretically is. But we had a separate system that you could get that all done and didn't need advocates on either side. Great, but that's not what we have.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we got a question, and I almost forgot. A lady sent me a text about, you go into a lot of these stores, especially some of the stores you and I will go to, a Bass Pro, Cabela's, there's dogs everywhere.
Yeah.
All right? And a dog kind of got aggressive toward her dog. Well, then the dog ended up biting her dog.
Yeah.
But her dog kind of started it, which sounds funny.
No, it is. Yeah.
But, I mean, we'll get into this maybe on our future show, because I've only got a couple minutes here. But people should just think. I mean, we all love our dogs. I mean, you got a dog. Right. I got a dog. We love them. Want to take them everywhere we go.
Yeah.
But you better think about before you take a dog in a public place, because there's a lot of liability when you walk in that store.
There is. Yep. And we've had lots of cases over the years relating to dogs in stores. And the stores are responsible to some degree because they allow dogs in the store and they may create a dangerous condition. But you as a pet owner also have liability in the event that your dog, there's two statutes in Colorado. The first statute relating to dog bites, generally speaking, dogs get a free bite in the sense of personal injuries. And what I mean by that is that if your dog bites another dog or human being, you probably will have to pay for their medical expenses, but you won't have to pay for pain and suffering. On a second bite, or where the plaintiff can prove that you knew that your dog had a propensity to bite, then game on. You get medical expenses, you get personal injuries relating to pain and suffering and everything else, and there is some contributory negligence issues as well. But it is, you know, we should do a show.
We will do that,
because I've litigated lots of these cases, and I have a real opinion about, I understand why people want to be able to bring their dogs to Home Depot and to other places, but it creates a real problem because you just don't know what that dog is going to do in that environment.
I mean, I don't know if you remember the newscast. I think it was like Kyle Dyer was her name, Channel 9. I think it was. You know, they had a person on set with a dog, and she put her face in there.
And significant.
That dog latched onto her face, man.
Yep.
And so, you know, I mean,
you got to remember.
You're not going to find two bigger dog lovers than Kevin and I.
Agree.
Okay.
Yep.
But I'm telling you, man, and I'm guilty. I mean, I'll reach down and pet a dog in a heartbeat when I see them in a store.
I know, but you got to be really careful because it's a weird environment for them. The dogs aren't used to being in this crazy space where we are in these big box stores and coming around corners, and they're on high alert because they don't know what's around the corner. I mean, you got to. There's lots of things that dogs do differently than we do.
Yeah.
And in that environment, they can react. Mm-hmm. And it's not a good reaction a lot of times.
Yeah. Man, too bad humans don't get that.
Right.
One bite. Bam! Just
exactly. Yeah, that is true. We should have the one accident forgiveness rule.
For sure. Well, Kevin, thanks so much, man. We appreciate it. And we'll look forward to our visit next week, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for Legal Talk. Hey, it's always a free initial consult. Don't try to handle your legal problems on your own. Give Flesh and Beck a call, 303-806-8886. Have a great rest of your day.
Call now for a free consultation with Flesh and Beck Law, 303-806-8886, 303-806-8886, or visit fleshlawfirm.com. That's FLESCH, fleshlawfirm.com. A proven team dedicated to your legal needs.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
With everyone wanting more of your money, from eggs to gas to taxes, how do you keep more of what you've earned? Call 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we can show you how to pay less interest on your home, have access to your equity for 30 years, and be prepared for unexpected expenses or emergencies. The market has changed. You now have more buying authority whether you want to purchase with a rate in the threes on a 3-2-1 buy-down or refinance and pay less interest on your home faster with the Asset Manager Mortgage. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500, where we've been serving Coloradans for over 20 years. Government agencies continue to raise the cost of financing, whether to purchase or refinance. Let us show you how not to pay these increased fees with loan programs designed to pay less interest and put you in control of your equity. If you want to purchase a home with the rates in the threes, or you want to have access to your equity, call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. In these difficult times, you can still save. 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. And MLS 298-191, regulated by DOR.
Zip around the neighborhood, commute to work, or ride the trails on an e-bike. Hi, I'm Randy Carancy, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are electric bikes that are fun and easy to ride. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. At eBike of Colorado, we have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Just try it. Take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Choosing Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center almost 20 years ago was one of the best decisions we ever made for our pets. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I know it's a busy time of the year for all of us, but it's no reason to forget about our pets. Our pets are a part of our family, and they need their checkups and preventative care just as we humans do. Whether a pet is new to the family or has been a family member for many years, regular checkups are the foundation of our pet's overall health. Depending on your pet's age, a preventative care visit will include the basics, such as an exam and vaccinations, diet and weight management, and parasite preventatives. But it could also involve a spay or neuter discussion, microchipping, concerns about house training, or behavior issues. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, the medical team will take the time to get to know your pet and address the concerns you have about your pet's care. It's what your pet deserves, and it's good medicine. Whether your pet needs medical, dental, or surgical care, boarding, grooming, behavior training, pet foods, or pet care products, you'll find it at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, the place where my pets go. Call today, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. And don't forget to visit their website at LoneTreeVet.com.
You're listening to AM 560 KLZ, your home station.
This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Helper Radio. Well, hey, look, I don't know if you're like me, but sometimes we get caught up in leaving our neighborhood, going to all the places we go, and don't really notice the businesses that are right there really close to your home. And I live in Highlands Ranch, but, you know, of course, our studio is here in Aurora, and I have passed by the business we're going to talk about today a number of times, but I always thought that it was kind of just a self-serve kind of car wash place. I always saw a lot of people there and wiping down cars, doing things, so just never really paid that much attention until recently. I wanted to get my truck detailed and just Google that, so someplace here close to the station, and Mega Car Wash 2 came up, which is located at 15201 East Smoky Hill Road, and I was like, man, that seems like that self-service place I've passed a lot of times. Well, little did I know, it is a full service car wash, and man, they do a great job. And I think we've all been in that situation where you just can't take your car anymore, and you're like, man, I would love to get this really clean. And no better feeling than having a super, super clean car. And I've got Aldrich with me today. And it's Carrusco?
Carrasco.
Carrasco. All right, good deal. And, well, man, first of all, thank you guys for doing a great job. I mean, man alive. You know, my truck's not that old, but still I've been hunting, and, man, it just gotten dirty and inside. And, man, it looked like the day I drove it off the showroom floor.
Thank you, Scott. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, that's cool. So, hey, you're a young guy, man. You're still in high school, you know. When you told me you were in school, I thought you were in college and everything. Not that you look old, but I just thought, hey, maybe you're in college. But this is a family-owned business, right?
Family-owned, yes.
Okay.
My dad started it around 13 years ago, and we had a availability to open a second location, so that's what we did. So we've been open there since May 2021.
Okay, cool. So tell us about some of your packages. I mean, there's a lot of, first of all, man, very competitive field. There's a lot of car wash places around, okay?
Yes, there is, yeah.
But it comes back to the quality of work that you get done there too. So kind of just tell us some of the things you offer there.
Yeah, so our most basic one is our Mega Wash, which is just a wash and dry, vacuum, windows, and then wipe down on the dash and everything like that. And then also our tunnel is touchless, so there's no brushes. I know a lot of people don't like the brushes because mm-hmm. it's like, oh, they scratch your paint, this and that, but it's totally touchless, so it won't scratch your paint. And that's our most basic one, starting at 25. And then now if you want the wheels and tires done, just go up $5 more, starting at 30.
Sure.
And then we also do if you want armor on the inside, make it look nice and shiny, nice and bright, 35. And then if you have any vinyl on the outside and want your mats washed, starting at 45. And then I also have my Supreme, which is the one for leather seat vehicles, and it comes with everything I said before. And then we also just put leather seat conditioner and vinyl.
Okay, cool. Now, there's a lot of products out there, too. How do you guys go about, like, choosing what you use to, you know, wax or clean leather, different things like that?
We just really choose. We have a location, and we just choose what we think is best for the vehicles mm-hmm. and everything like that. Also, pricing comes into
sure.
play with that, so but we get the best product for the price as well.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, the touchless thing, because I didn't know, like, say, I went in and you stay in your car just so if you go, I hope you'll go by, but, man, you stay in your car and you just go right through the tunnel, and then if you want to pull around then to get the services done, that's when you'll exit the car, and they've got a nice waiting room there for you, waiting area that you can sit in as well. But, you know, I mean, it's kind of like a person, you know, hand washing your car on the way they do it. What is that they spray on it first?
It's just a really strong soap.
Okay.
So we put that on first because if we just put the water on it, it won't do anything. So we put the soap on it to decontaminate all the dirt that's on it, everything. We spray it down real good, and then we send it through our tunnel, which gets out the soap. We have undercarriage. We also have a high-pressure washer in there.
Right.
So it deals high-pressure water to get all that dirt out of there and everything.
No, it did really, really good, man. Super good. Now, everybody's in a hurry and stuff, so let's talk about the detail area, because, man, that's something where you just get do the whole car inside and out, right?
Yeah, my interior details, they start at $190. Obviously, the price will go up depending on the size and condition of the vehicle. If it's really dirty and it's really big, maybe like $40 more, so we're looking at $230. But I wash and dry, of course. I shampoo the seats, the carpet, the headliner, the vinyl. I give it a nice wipe down. I do wheels and tires. I obviously vacuum it, windows, and we're all set. And then we just make sure the vehicle, the customer likes the vehicle.
Sure.
And then I also have my exterior detail, which again starts at $190, but depending on how bad the scratches on the outside are and like how big the vehicle is, we clay bar it, we buff it, and then we wax it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we try to get most of the scratches out, but at the end of the day, some scratches can't come out.
Yeah.
But we try to do our best for the customer.
Right. And normally, again, just different days, you can be busier. But normally, what does that full detail take to a couple
full
of hours?
Full detail? Well, like my complete detail, which is both of them together. And then if you want to get both of them, starts at $290, includes everything of the exterior detail and the interior detail. Usually it's on call, but I would say
so it's best to call ahead.
Yeah. It's best you leave your number and then we'll give you a call when it's ready. But if I had to say a time, I'd probably say like 4 to 5 hours.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, and I mean, I'm telling you, I mean, there was not a speck of dust in the thing. I mean, you know what I mean? I mean,
you flattered me, Scott.
Yeah, no. I mean, they really, really did a good job, you know? And it just, there's nothing like getting in a car that's just spotless inside.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
It really is.
And then also you might be saying, oh, I only want my seats done or my carpet because nothing else is really dirty. We do offer that too. So let's just say if you want your seats shampoo, starts at $95. If you want your carpet shampoo, just the headliner, just the vinyl, if you want it waxed, $95 too. And then we also offer engine washes for those. I know most people that sell their vehicles want their engine wash because people look at it and they're like, oh, well, the engine's not clean, or they wanted the car looking best so they could sell it. So we also do offer engine washes.
Sure.
And then those people that have those dirty headlights.
Those are cool.
We also do headlight restoration starting at $120. Okay. So, we sand them, buff them out, and then we make them look brand new.
Right. Cool. Once again, this is Mega Car Wash 2, and it's 15201 East Smoky Hill Road. And what's the cross street there?
Smoky Hill and Chambers.
Chambers, that's right. Okay. And the number there is 720-466-0226, or is
yes.
that? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So 720-466-0226. And if you want to, you know, get your vehicle, get an appointment and get your vehicle detailed, I'm telling you, I highly, highly recommend this place. It seems like, you know, it's hard to find a place that that really, really does a good job. And, you know, you're spending some good money for this. And so I just want to tell you, personally, I've done, you know, my vehicle, my wife's car, and they just did an excellent, excellent job. Now, do you guys offer any kind of, monthly deals, people that want to come in all the time, or do you mainly just do it a la carte?
We do monthly deals. I have a deal for small sedans and small cars. It's $60 a month, and it includes my Mega Works, which is the wash and dry, vacuum windows, wheels and tires, and the nice wipe down on the inside.
Okay.
And it's $60 a month, but the way we're doing it is you buy either 3 months ahead, 6 months, 9 months, or a year. So 3 months, usually people want to get, they want to like test it out, see how good it is. So it run you $180, but within those 3 months, you come as many times as you'd like. We put you down on a piece of paper saying, oh, so-and-so paid this date, it expires this date, and they could come as many times as they want.
Yeah.
If they want to come every day, they can.
Because our weather changes quite often. You don't know. I mean, you get your car done, and what's it do the next day? Rain or that afternoon. And then, you know, you think, man, I wish I could go back.
Yeah.
And
also, I'm glad you mentioned that, Scott. We also have a 72-hour rain guarantee. So let's say you get a regular wash with us, and we give you a receipt. You keep that receipt. You have a 72-hour rain guarantee. If it rains in that 72 hours, you have those 72 hours to come back with the receipt, and we'll wash it again for you for free.
Okay, cool. Once again, Mega Car Wash 2. And, Aldrich is there quite a bit. As he's mentioned, he's still in school. But if you go in, just let him know you heard about him here on KLZ, and we would appreciate that very much. Once again, the phone number is 720-466-0226. Now, as far as the wax, that clay bar thing. Mm-hmm. Explain that a little bit. I've heard of that, but I mean, but that's kind of like the best wax job you can get, right?
Our exterior detail, we clay bar it. The clay bar, what it basically does is takes all contaminants that is on the vehicles, so like dirt and like other contaminants, like
all the salt and stuff too that we have on the roads and
just all the other contaminants, and then we buff it. The buffing, what it does is it takes off the scratches on the vehicle. Like I said, there's some scratches that are like too big, or like it's not even the paint anymore. It's in like the metal.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't get that out. But if it's in the paint, we could get that. The swirling too, we try to get that out. But again, if it's too bad, like we'll let you know beforehand too. Like, hey, I don't think I'm going to be able to get this out. I'll try my best, but I really don't think I could get this out. But we try to do our best. We get the swirling out, the scratches and everything, and then at the end we wax it to protect the work we just did, and the wax usually runs around 3 to 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good deal. Folks, I'm telling you, hey, want to get your car cleaned? Hey, think about that when you get back in your car today and just look in your car and you think, man, I wish my car was spotless. This is the place that can do it for you. Once again, it is Mega Car Wash 2. at Chambers and Smoky Hill. It's 15201 East Smoky Hill Road. And if you want to make an appointment, get your car detailed. All the other things they can do, just right there while you wait, and they're a nice waiting area. But if you want to get it detailed and really get the complete works done on it, give them a call at 720-466-0226, and they'll make an appointment for you and get you a clean vehicle. So once again, great to have you in, and man, can't wait for my car to get dirty, come back and see you.
Thank you so much, Scott.
All right, bud. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Get relief from Flesh and Beck. You just got in an accident, so you call the police. You make sure you get a thorough record of the scene. Then after the initial adrenaline wears off, your mind starts to swirl with all the things you need to do. Insurance claims, car repairs, doctor visits, medical bills, on top of the physical pain you're in. Flesh and Beck will give you relief from the financial stress so that you can focus on healing. Call Flesh and Beck immediately after your accident for a free consultation. Then you can rest while they talk to your insurance company. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh will relieve your burden of financial worries. All you need to do is call him right now. 303-806-8886. Call Kevin Flesh immediately after your accident and get relief from the financial stress of an injury. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Is it time to get your car or truck cleaned? Hey, this is Audrey Carrasco with Mega Car Wash in Aurora. Check out our deals during the weekday, Monday through Friday before 10 a.m. We have our early bird special, which will get you $5 off any full-service car wash. And on Mondays, we have ladies' days. Ladies, you get $5 off. And on Tuesdays, we have men's days. So guys, you get $5 off too. We are located on Smoky Hill and Chambers, so stop by. We also offer full detail services. We'll see you soon at Mega Car Wash 2 in Aurora at 15201 East Smoky Hill Road. That's 15201 East Smoky Hill Road.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Glad to have Dave Hart in studio. Roof Max, you've heard about him now for quite a while here on KLZ 560. Dave Hart is with us. So, Dave, thanks again for being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right, let's kind of talk about, here's the way I kind of see you as this, with Roof Max. I mean, when you go out, you're trying to save that person's roof if you can.
Absolutely.
Now, we'll also get into here in a minute. If it does need replaced, you can help them with that, so they're not having to make another call. But here's the thing. If they call a regular roof company, they only do one thing.
99%
and their mission to come out there is to replace the roof.
Yep.
You go to a surgeon, a lot of them don't mention rehab a lot, because you know what? They're surgeons. They want to cut on you, right?
They're going to send you somewhere else.
Yeah. So with you, I mean, you're saying, hey, look, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. If I can save the roof, we're going to do that. And, man, for five years, and sometimes you can even do it again after that 5 years, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's like you said, our mission is to save a roof. You know, in my career, I've replaced well over 3,000 roofs. It's messy. It's a pain in the rear. It just takes a lot more effort on everybody's part to replace a roof. And like I said, if it's a service we can provide, aren't going to meet their needs, and the roof needs to be replaced, then we're going to tell them we'd rather put that money towards replacing a roof. And so we can do that as well, whether it be residential or commercial. But the big thing is our first goal is to show up to look at a roof is how do we save this roof? That's in our mind. That's our goal is to do that first. And then, if we come back in 5 years when the initial application warranty runs out and they need it again, there's a lot of times we can do it again. We're looking at, I would say 80% of the roofs that we treat right now, we're getting at least 15 more years of life with a couple applications.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's pretty neat. Yeah.
And you can do commercial or residential.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're looking at one right now. It is a residential home. Specifically, it's got a couple of roofs on it already. So by code, I can't put another roof system over the top. But the customer's looking at spending $50,000 to replace it. And it's not a big roof because it's a very low slope. So we have to do certain types of roofing materials, which are really expensive. But there's an option to go over it with a little bit of foam and then coat that roof for just over half that price and get them another 20-year warranty. So we're not even having to replace, we rip that roof off, and more than likely we're going to have a lot of decking to replace because it's the original roof is still on the roof, on the roof deck. So when you take that off, it damages a lot of the wood. So we're getting him another 20 years of life out of that roof. That's not a RoofMax product, but that is something else that we can do as well.
Right.
So it's saving him a ton of money, getting him a lot better reflectivity rate on his roof. So it's helping the house stay cooler, saving energy costs, and just peace of mind for 20 more years.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, most homeowners, and I think we've talked about this before, really don't understand what their insurance policy covers for a re-roof.
Yeah.
And you probably had some that looked at you and you said, well, here's what your policy covers and here's what you would owe.
Exactly.
And they're like, you got to be kidding me, because they're probably expecting to pay $2,000 or $3,000, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, even the deductibles are going up. People aren't, you know, overly aware of what's changing there. You know, they think they have $1,000 deductible, and then an event happens where you make a claim, and now it's $2,500, $3,000. They're going up to 0.5% of the value of the home. Mm-hmm. Some are going to 1%. Some insurance companies are not paying the full actual cash value of the roof anymore if your roof is 10 years old or older. So there's just a lot of changes in the industry in regards to the insurance companies. So that's why I really enjoy trying to keep a roof alive and on the house as long as we possibly can.
Right.
Just because that's just getting crazy. So, you know, before you're getting paid, you know, an entire amount to replace a $12,000-$15,000 roof, now you may have to come out of pocket with your deductible of, you know, $7,000 or $8,000 to replace it. So it's, things are changing.
Right.
And people just aren't looking at their policies or calling their guys and verifying the coverages and stuff like that. So right. Very important to do that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Once again, Dave Hart is our guest. It is RoofMax. The number to call, ask for Dave. You'll save $250, but only this number can do that. 303-710-6916. It is a free consultation. Dave will come out and take a look and let you know. And in some instances, you said this before, hey, if your schedule allows, I mean, they call you out, they mm-hmm. need the work. Sometimes right there.
Sometimes they do it right then and there.
You
can
go.
Exactly.
You know, which is cool for everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of times I'll take the equipment with me if it's, you know, more than 45 minutes away from my shop. And then that way, if you have the option and I have the time, we can try and do it while we're there. But either way, we'll come back if we have to as well. Not a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
What are you looking at probably for an average roof replacement? Not, I don't care if it's average roof, but just mm-hmm. the homes that you see. I mean, what could it run up to now?
Anywhere from $13,000 to $15,000. Wow. Last year, that same roof would have been $9,000 to $12,000. So it's jumped up drastically. Yeah.
Wow.
And we typically get 3 to 4 price increases a season. And I had 3 or 4 price increases before this even officially started, and I'm getting one about every 6 weeks right now. So they're going crazy. Yeah. Some of our roof coating materials have come down a little bit, but not much. But I've not seen anything else come backwards at all.
Right.
So it just keeps going up.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Let's kind of explain, once the treatment hits, what's it really doing to the shingle?
Okay. Good question. So when we treat the roof, we spray it on. You know, you've seen guys out spraying, you know, lawns with fertilizers and stuff like that. So it's very much the same process, except I'm doing it on a roof shingle. And so once the treatment is applied to the shingle, it soaks into the shingle, kind of like when you have a sponge in your kitchen sink. It absorbs that water and holds on to it. So this product does the same thing. You spray it on the shingle, and for about a half hour, 40 minutes, it looks like you spilled a bunch of milk on the roof. It's a little white, which is just the oils, mm-hmm. and then that soaks in. Once it soaks in, it can rain, it could snow, you won't lose any product. But then from there, it takes about 3 days for it to fully saturate the shingle,
right.
And then make it all the way to the seal strips and reactivate those.
Mm-hmm.
So it soaks in like a sponge. It's pretty neat.
Is there any kind of shingle it doesn't work on?
It has to be asphalt.
Yeah. Yeah.
To, yeah.
Okay.
Any kind of an asphalt shingle is not a problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Once again, the number, 303-710-6916. Save $250 and just ask for Dave. And you mentioned, I mean, commercial deals, man, I can't imagine the savings this could present to a commercial building, depending on the size.
Absolutely, yeah. So, I mean, even on you know, apartment complexes, townhomes, I was bidding a project in Parker a couple weeks ago. It was going to be about $1.2 million to replace the roofs. The shingles were 20 years old, and we went in there for about 16, I think it was around 16%. So it was about 85% cheaper, 84% cheaper than replacing the roofs, and looking like they're going to go get those treated now.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking, you know, $1.2 million and having to do a bunch of assessments with the owners of the townhomes themselves to make up that money, because the HOA didn't have $1.2 million.
Yeah.
Or we can go in and, you know, for $170,000 and get them a lot more life out of the roof and additional protection, which they had the money available mm-hmm. for that. So, and they don't have to do any assessments or anything else like that to raise more money. So it's kind of a win-win for everybody. And then we do the flat roof coatings. So a lot of commercial properties will have what we call black EPDM roofing. So it's a rubber material. That gets hot. It gets really stinking hot. Bad. And those have what's called seams. And we can get the rolls in 20 foot wide, 10 foot wide. And the seams over time start to fail. You start to get leaks. And they could be easily repaired. But then we're going in and doing a coating on top of that. So it's white. It's a white coating, so it's got over 90% reflectivity rate. So saving a ton of money on their electric bills in the summertime. And basically, it's the last one I did was about 60% cheaper than replacing a roof.
Right.
So it's really neat. So our goal again is just to try and save a roof, residential, commercial. I don't go in looking at it as a way to try and upsell and replace a roof unless we absolutely have to.
Mm-hmm.
But I really enjoy trying to save roofs.
No, and that's one thing, you know, we've heard over and over again from customers over this, you know, year and a half you've been mm-hmm. with our shows and all this, is, you know, people trust you. And that's what we've told them.
Sure.
Like I say, you did our house, and that's one thing, because I don't know.
Right.
But that's one thing that uh-huh. you know, I love about our sponsors, and I know John Rush the same way. I mean, man, you know, we do business with our sponsors. They've done work in our house, and so yep. it's great to have somebody you can trust, because I don't want to know about my roof, to be honest with
right.
you. You know, I just want to have somebody like you that I can trust
right.
to
exactly.
say, if I need it, great. You know, if I don't, then it's cool to save. And
yeah.
and man, this day and time with just our money being very yeah. precious to all of us.
Absolutely.
Why spend that when you don't have to?
Absolutely. And I'm actually even hearing rumors. I have not been able to verify them, so again, it's just a rumor. But with it being 2022 and what we dealt with the last 3 years, anything does not surprise me anymore. But I'm hearing there's going to be a shortage of shingles. Not that they're not getting manufactured, but they're having a hard time getting the raw goods to the manufacturer to make mm-hmm. them. So there could be a very tough spot here pretty soon, especially if we do get any hail, which in one aspect we've been very fortunate to not have that right now. But if it happens, we're going to be hard-pressed to get some shingles.
Right. And I don't know, it's what, a couple of days, 3 days probably to redo a roof, you know, if the weather cooperates mm-hmm. and all. But, man, you got all the banging usually on the roof and the mess and
yeah.
the cleanup and the nails in your yard, whatever,
oh, yeah.
from a lot of people. I know you wouldn't leave it that way.
Right.
But, I mean, it's just a hassle. And so, I mean, man, to come out and get this done in 3 or 4 hours.
Tops,
for,
yeah.
you know, just a fraction, 20, yeah. 30% of the cost of a new
Absolutely.
Roof
yep.
and a 5-year warranty.
Mm-hmm.
Written
yeah, it's
warranty.
Like, it's like a new roof. Yeah. It's like a brand new roof again.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. I did one this morning. It was relatively on the small size, but it took me an hour and a half to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good for another 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Well, give Dave a call. Hey, mm-hmm. don't wait. Now's the time to do it. 303-710-6916. Save $250. Dave's the only guy that can give it to you, so call him. 303-710-6916. Dave, as always, our time goes too quickly, but thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for being with us today for Haystack Help Radio. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.